We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Marks and Reese are back live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. They need to redo that piece of audio coming in, Jack, where they're saying, listen, listen, listen on the Odyssey app. We need a herd listen. Listen.
Battle actually would be funny. We'll see if Battle can do it.
I'm sure he can. All right. We're back live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Big baseball game tonight. NBA Finals as well. And best in-game experience for all your playoff action and sports actions. Chickies and Pete's. Find a location near you at chickensandpeats.com. Before we get to the top five at five, Mike Reese, tonight the Dodgers are in town for three. Little range of Suarez action.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
He's looked good.
Yeah.
I don't know who this who's pitching tonight. Michael Gross. Is that his name?
Michael Grove.
Michael Grove. How's he?
He was one of their top pitching prospects. He's his ERA is over eight, so obviously not great. But lefties are hitting like 360 off them with like an 1100 OPS. So
load up the lefties.
Hopefully, yes. Brandon Marsh, I think will be in the lineup.
He's
we'll
in
be
the lineup tonight.
So then you have Nola tomorrow, and then Walker on Sunday.
Taiwan Walker on Sunday. I didn't know we get Nola in this series.
Yeah,
they skipped the bullpen game.
Yep.
This week.
See, and you're trying to tell me that Topper can't have an impact? Come on, man.
Like I always said, managers matter. They matter at time.
Underrated.
Decided to skip the bullpen. He knows this series is big.
Yep. Yes, it is.
Pause. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Come on, Knowles. Ranger, get us off to a good start tonight.
Yeah, agreed.
It feels like a Ranger win tomorrow. Knowles lets us down. And then probably win Sunday.
Okay. I tell you what, I'd rather have the win Sunday so we come in Monday feeling good about the team.
Yeah.
Well,
if you win the first two and you lose Sunday, then you're like, they went 2-3, but you're not happy.
Well, yeah, you're not as happy as you should be, yes.
Agreed. Yeah, definitely went 2-3, but win on Sunday and an impressive win.
Yeah.
Where we're all coming in being like, yeah, they turned the corner.
Monday.
We got it. Well, like they're only two games under 500.
Yes.
So they would have to sweep to get to 500. They'd actually be over 500. Five straight wins. So listen, sometimes you got to beat up on the bad teams, and they've done that.
Hey, you need something to get you rolling. And I think it was a great two series, with the Washington series and this Detroit Tigers series, to get them rolling into this series versus the Dodgers. Now, I would have liked for our bats to be a little more active over the last 2 to 3 games, considering we're going up against pitching that isn't all that great, but we still couldn't find a way to put up crooked numbers. They got the win last night with a crooked number. But, yeah, we need 2 out of 3 here versus this Dodger team. And there's something about having positive results that can get an athlete to sort of start his confidence level.
It's true.
And when they get in that batter's box, it's like, okay, instead of guessing or hoping that I get a hit, now you know you're waiting on a certain pitch, and when you see your pitch, you're crushing it.
Yep.
Like, that's what they need to get to, and I think those two series will help them get to that. I expect a lot of runs to be scored
this weekend.
Over this next 3 games, yes.
Let's do it.
I do.
Let's do it. All right, let's get to the top five at five, brought to you by United Tire. Stop in your local United Tire today for the best tire prices anywhere. Don't drive alone. Drive United, Jack.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So obviously, when you go out and you're at a WIP-ish kind of event, you run into people. And the last couple weeks been out running into people, and there's been something that keeps happening when I talk to people that I'm surprised about that I want to get to in this top five. So what I have for you is the five funniest things people say to me when they meet me not here at WIP. Number five, and this is a classic, and John, I think you get this one a lot as well, is where's Ike? And it's like, well, he's not in Westchester. He lives in Jersey.
I get it as well, or I get it every time I ever do anything.
Yeah, it's like, well, where's Ike? Sorry, he's not here. Like, you know, I can't pour you Ike juice. You know, like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I love the people out there, man.
You know what I got?
I love you too.
I love the people.
Yeah.
Daddy-daughter dance.
Oh, no, not the daddy-daughter
dance. So the dance recital, when I was picking up my daughter from the practice that was on Thursday or Friday, and I got a smile from one of the moms.
Oh,
But I thought it was radio related because it wasn't a smile like I think you're cute. It's a smile like that's Johnny Marks.
Yeah.
So I thought it was radio related. So then, as we got done our performance or whatever, she saw me and she's like, "Gotta get that Ike juice." Honest to God, it was awesome.
Love it.
And there's radio smiles, and then there's other kind of smiles.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, you kind of know when there's a twinkle in the eye.
Yeah, she wasn't. I don't think she was salivating over me. I think she was like, "Oh, it's Johnny Marks, big fan of the."
My favorite is when the kids yell it.
Yeah, the kid. Yeah.
Oh, some kid will yell it. Gotta get that Ike juice.
Now it's usually an Eagles pregame when they've had a few.
No, I meant younger kids.
Oh, okay,
man.
Okay. Well, I don't know what you mean by kid. I mean, kids.
No, you're right. I'm old. You're right. I know what you're saying, you jerk.
Good start, Jack.
The fourth funniest thing people say to me when I'm out is, and this is the same guy at Eagles game. When are you gonna stop hating on Wilt? And it's like I don't think it's gonna stop. Like it's like every time you do it, my brother calls me furious. You know, this guy that's on the radio hating on Wilt.
Yep.
I'm sorry. It's part
Jack
of the
Fritz.
Part of the brand now. Maybe he should have won more instead of being a career loser.
Oh God. Man, what are you doing, man?
Well, I don't know when the bit gets retired, but it's not anytime soon, that's for sure.
Well, it doesn't get brought out as much anymore. Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. We'll see, though.
I mean, honestly, the Mo Cheeks thing is the Wilt stuff I just laugh at. The Mo Cheeks bit
it's
that you do, that gets me mad.
Not a bit. just true.
No, I know, and that's why. That's why, because I know it's not a bit with you.
The third funniest thing that people do when I'm out is they start giving me top five at five ideas. Now, a guy gave me one last night that actually wasn't bad. So I'm not looking to throw that guy under the bus because he was like the top five cliches that I screw up.
I like that one.
Because I screwed up the Titanic and the deck the other night which is a classic one.
It's a classic one.
But usually it's a big old swing and a miss when people try to give me the top five at five ideas.
Yeah, and listen. It's a big segment. It's big for you. It's branded into your identity right now. So, of course, when they see you, they're like, oh, when I see Jack,
that's what you're known for.
Yeah.
I mean, that and drops.
Yep. And Miller Lite. A guy gave me a Miller Lite the other day. I was like, seems like good branding. Yep. Phil's baseball.
See? It's the same thing. It's similar to me, Jack, when people are like, look at my hair. And they're like, Dr. Glatt. And I'm like, hey.
That's me, the hair restoration guy.
Hey, let me jump out of a pool, come out of a pool with my hair wet.
Yeah, let me put a clown mask on and you can just come touch it.
What else you got, Jack?
The second funniest thing people say to me when they meet me, and this is a new one. We talk about where's Ike. The new one I'm getting is where's Herb? Like
for
I'm,
sure.
Like I'm his
for
wrangler. Sure. I don't know.
For sure, Jack. I'm getting it too. Everybody wants to talk to me about Herb.
Where's Herb at?
Yeah.
I walked in last night. Didn't even say hi. They're just like, where's Herb at? I'm like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, we gotta hire him as an independent contractor or something and get him out to places.
Yeah, I mean, Glenn should have promoted him in the tweet last night. People would have been
many more
flocking.
People were showing up.
Although it was packed. It was, I mean, we couldn't find parking. I was lucky to find one.
No, legitimately, like I know some people were parking in the auto body place across the street, and I saw that, and I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, I'm not doing this. So I really wanted to come in. I wanted to hang out, but unfortunately, I couldn't. Herb could drive us to places, too, as well. He could be the official driver for Marks and Race.
The DD.
All right, well, listen, we need to schedule Herb in studio sometime soon. I don't know if it's next week or it's the following week, so I have some ideas.
Start we grilling can also,
them. Well, no, I have some ideas for a game that we can play, but we need to record them off the air with some answers and things like that. So.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can work him into his schedule. I'm sure he's busy.
I know he's busy.
And the number one funniest thing that people say to me when I'm out now, and this happened three times last night, and it was, I thought you'd be shorter. Like, everyone pegs me. They're like, I thought you were, like, 5'9". And I'm like, why? I don't – do I give off the vibe of being a – John, as a 5'9 guy, Do I give off a fellow 5'9 vibe guy?
So I would say that I would think most people, because radio is the theater of the mind, when they're visioning a non-athlete, they're visioning the short sports radio guy or the short broadcaster. I mean, if you look at like the Schefters and the, you know, the
Rosenthal.
Rap Sheets and the Rosenthals, yeah, like they're all I'm tall compared to some of those guys, right? So I think that they just think the person opposite of the athlete on the radio or TV is short, like me.
And then they're not ready for the athletic build that I am that walked through the door. Yeah,
you do have a you are tall. Yes, you are tall. You do have a pitcher's build, which means it's a little build.
It's like an early 2000s pitcher's build.
Right,
little gut.
It's not Todd Coffey. Remember Todd Coffey? He was fat.
Yeah, he got a bloody nose running from the bullpen to the mound.
He did. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, good top 5 at 5, Jack. Glad people had fun last night out there. It was packed indeed. Guided door and window, 20% off all windows and doors. No money down up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call them right now. Call them today. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right, Ike, listen, you started something here, fella.
What happened?
Well, people want Harden back, and they're not afraid to admit it.
That's right. Let's go.
Including Ernesto from Delaware. Ernesto, go ahead. How are you?
We live, we hot, man. How we doing today, guys?
What's Whoa. Up, Ernesto?
Not much, man. First of all, our two famous callers, OG Wade and Chuck, what are you guys talking about? You got OG Wade winning Jaylen Brown, who we saw. If you force him left, the ball, it's going to be a turnover. And you got Chuck wanting to get rid of Joel Embiid. Did he not see the process before the process? Does he want to see 1-30 again? Like, what are you guys talking about? Like, I'm 100% bringing James Harden back. We have nothing. There's no way to get another point guard here. I like D'Lo, but what else can we get? Is James Harden our bust at this point? We're clearly winning. What else can we get, honestly speaking?
Mid-level player. You're not getting a player as talented as James Harden that's not going to score or have assist numbers as James Harden. No, you're getting, I guess, like the best player you feel like is available on the market.
My thing is right now, I feel like James Harden came in with the mindset to get beat the MVP. I feel like this year, if he comes back to Philly and he gets the basketball freedom from Nurse, he could probably
see
23, 24 a game. But it's just...
Are you really using his catchphrases? He's going to get basketball freedom from James Harden. What are you talking about? Basketball
freedom.
That's
what he wants, man. What else?
Well, what I want? I want him to play better defense. Is what I want. I want him to come in shape. I want the things that we talk about with James Harden. Why we don't want him? That's what I want. And I think Nick Nurse wants those things too. So none of this basketball freedom crap. Nick Nurse didn't get him basketball freedom. Nick Nurse wants the ball being passed around a lot. I'm worried about Embiid and what the offense is going to look like with Embiid. The hell with James Harden. If he's going to come back, then he's going to come back. And, you know, like, he's not going to be a bad player. But basketball freedom with James Harden, please. Give me a break. You're going to have people jumping off of the bring Harden back train or whatever the hell we're calling this right now.
Yeah, I'm not going catchphrases.
Basketball freedom. Let's go to JP. In Morgantown. JP, how are you? What up?
I'm good. How are you?
How are you?
What up, JP?
Good, good. Long time, first time. Can I talk to you? First and foremost, some Ike juice.
Yep. They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike juice. Need to start getting more of that out there. It's summertime now.
That's right, that's right. All right, so I have an opinion, and then I have a question. My opinion on Harden, I think at this point in his career, I mean, he's had a phenomenal career. No one questions that. But I think he's just looking for the biggest contract, biggest money. I mean, he's still a great player. But I don't think he has that winning mindset, you know, like that fire that Jordan and Kobe and Tim, you know, Duncan had, and all those guys. I just don't think he has it.
No, he doesn't. I mean, he doesn't, but I don't know, man. It's hard to get. These guys aren't going to get sort of heart transplants, for lack of a better term, meaning they aren't going to all of a sudden become.
They are who we know they are.
Yeah, like they've shown that for many, many years, and I understand the frustration that people have in not believing that Embiid can ever be a number one and lead you there, and Harden isn't a guy that you can rely on. I understand all that. But I need a better alternative. And Anthony Davis was perceived as being soft.
And he won it.
Yeah. He won a title. Like, I know having LeBron there helps, and James Harden isn't LeBron. Right? Like, that, it helps when you have someone at least who's won and who knows how to win, who's going to push you to get over the hump in these sort of situations. And it helps when that player is an impactful player on the court from a production standpoint. No disrespect to PJ, but he doesn't produce enough for that to carry a ton of weight. Just doesn't. It looks good when they win, but when you see when they're down, all that ain't, it's not doing anything when he can't score buckets to help bring you back and help you win the game. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah, with Harden or without Harden, they need to add to this team.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're trading Tobias, you're taking that part away, and then it's a matter of what are you getting? Are you getting two players? Are you getting a starter and a bench player that's going to help your bench? The bench wasn't good enough last year. And, I mean, you're top heavy with Embiid, Maxey, and Harden, but you're also relying on those guys. I mean, P.J. Tucker was a game six or game seven. P.J. Tucker was shooting.
Yeah, game seven. He came out and scored 12 points in the first quarter. I think he finished with 12 points, but he scored 12 in the first quarter.
Right. And Bede came out kind of like lackadaisical, mm-hmm. and it was like, hold on, do you know exactly what's going on here? But, I mean, getting rid of James Harden, all right, like I don't want James Harden back here for 3 years, but I'm also not encouraging some type of like when people say it's a step back year, it can't be a step back year.
No.
Right? Like you can't – whether Harden comes back or not, you've got to put together a team that's got a chance, because if for whatever reason you find that special sauce where everything just seems to be working out and there's this chemistry that's going on, you can win a title. You're not going to tell me that Joel Embiid can't win a title. I know the loser stuff has been there, and it's real. Mm-hmm. The James Harden stuff, like the loser stuff's been there, that it's real. Until it's not.
Yeah.
Right? Like, until it's not. And the only way that it becomes not is by winning.
I tell you what. If we can find a way to get Jeremy Grant, he's an unrestricted free agent. I'm trying to look at some of these guys.
Sign a trade.
Yeah. Can we bring back? You know, we joke about it. But can you go get Robert Covington back? Because now, you know what I'm looking for now? I need more veteran-laden players. All right, if I'm going to take this thing from and look at it in a three-year window, okay, I need to get players that can help me win in that window, and I can't be necessarily worried about who's going to be here in 5 years or 6 years, because none of you are going to be here in 5 years or 6 years. This thing's going to get turned around.
Daryl Morey is not going to be here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, none of you guys are going to be here. So I need to get more veterans on the team that can help you win
now.
Right now.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't look at it in any longer of a bigger of a window than 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, Dave, what do you think the window is for Dave Dombrowski that he's looking at for the Phillies? And he's given out 11-year contracts, 10-year contracts.
How about like a Markieff Morris? One of the Morris twins?
So what? Like
33 years old?
What did he do last year? Is he just a
– Markieff is a Dallas.
Yeah, that's probably why I didn't.
So he's a role player. But you're talking about toughness.
Man, they need better role
Somebody players. Who doesn't. Well, I mean, listen, you need money and cap space and assets, too, to get guys. So I'm trying to get guys that are affordable.
No, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying you need role players.
Yeah.
And he's a role player that's better than what the Sixers had last year.
But these young guys that we got on this team, they don't do anything for me. I'm looking at some of these guys. We're not going to get Draymond Green. You know who is going to be available? Grant Williams. From Boston.
Is that restricted?
Yeah, he's restricted, yeah.
I mean, can they afford to pay him? I mean, they're not going to.
They can't keep everybody.
I know Jaylen Brown's eligible for the Supermax. I don't think the Celtics are going to give him the Supermax. I think he's going to get in between the Max and the Supermax.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still going to get paid, but can you really afford to bring Grant Williams back and pay him however much money he's going to pay him? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. 215-592-9494.
These are the things Daryl Morey needs to be doing.
Yep.
looking at the potential free agents for this summer.
So Alyssa from Phoenixville was the one that yelled Ike Juice at me at the daddy-daughter dance. So Alyssa, what's up? How are you, honey?
Johnny Marks and Ike Reese, how are you?
Alyssa!
Alyssa, how you doing?
What's up?
How are you guys? No, I just wanted to give you props on Sunday. You did a great job in the dance. Our daughters go to the same dance school, clearly. I was hoping to see you last year because I remember it was a whole controversy with the practices and stuff like that. We weren't in the same recital last year, but we were this year. So I
was
said,
oh, my
gosh.
Was it the 1:30 or the 4:30?
I was at the 4:30.
All right, the 4:30. Mm-hmm. So I need
it.
I need I definitely know that. And you got to tell Jack and Ike in the audience, what was the honest review of my dancing in the daddy-daughter number?
Daddy-daughter dance was fabulous. You did fabulous. Your daughter was beautiful. It was beautiful. I was tearing up. It was a nice little dance that they do every year, but you did a very good job.
You hear that, Jack?
Yeah. There you go.
Well, there you go.
And you have two left feet, huh?
He needed some Ike juice. Give me that Ike juice.
Give him some.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. I love
it. You're right.
I love it.
Well, listen, I listen to you guys every day. I love your show, and I was just happy to see you, and I had the opportunity to say hello, Johnny.
Thank you so much, Alyssa.
Oh, thank you, Alyssa.
Great to meet you.
Thank you for
listening. All right, you guys take care, right?
All right.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, Alyssa. So you know who just wandered in here?
Yeah. One of my favorites.
Jack Fritz.
Lenny Dykstra.
Andy from Deptford just
walked by. How's that going to go?
We live. We hot.
Well, he gave Ike a shirt that says, "We live, we hot."
Oh, this is a nice shirt, too.
No, he did not hand
it.
No,
you know he wasn't getting it. Johnny Marks killed that. You killed that.
Yeah. Well, I think he killed ever coming on the show again. That's just me.
We live, we hot, baby.
And Jack, you would agree that like, I don't typically make like, – I don't mind –
Why can't he come on the show anymore?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that right now. Well, because he's a bad caller, is what I would say.
Well, I think you two are a bad mix.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. Oil and water, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Oil and vinegar?
Oil and vinegar, but yeah.
No. Was oil mixed with anything?
No, it doesn't.
No, that's why it's used. All right, 215-592-9494. It's Mark.
Taking all T-shirts.
Any
to promote your propaganda, I'll promote it.
Was it he was with the same friend that was here for the fantasy draft?
Yes.
Before? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe they're rolling.
That'll go well.
To the.
I know they're hanging, man.
Yeah. The Philly. Maybe they're going to the Phillies game or something, or maybe.
Yeah. Don't worry, you're safe, John. I got you.
592-9494.
I ain't going to let him get to you.
It's Marks and Reese. the Detroit Tigers got a warm welcome to one of Philadelphia's treasures when they were here this week. We have that audio for you. We'll go through the phones. Marks and Reese text line. A lot going on. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen. Excited to talk about Mount Holly Nissan. My friends over at Mount Holly Nissan. Tina Wright, the owner, her team, they have 45 years of experience with Woodbury Nissan, right? And they brought all of that experience to Mount Holly Nissan, and they have the best deals in the area on new and pre-owned Nissans every single day. Tina Wright and the Mount Holly Nissan motto, give the customer the right car at the right price. So new inventory arriving weekly. Check out their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. MountHollyNissan.com. That's MountHollyNissan.com. Tell them John Mark sent you.
Kind of getting the vibe that like rules don't matter in terms of crossing the street here.
He started yesterday.
Oh, you started last night.
Yeah.
All right, Schwarber hits you first pitch. Okay, I got to take care.
Sure.
Yeah, I got you.
Thanks, pal.
Don't me.
Wow. All right, well, that's members of the Detroit Tigers getting a cheesesteak in South Philly.
Wow.
We're back. Marks and Reese.
They ain't poisoning them or anything, did they?
No, they ate them. They seem to enjoy them.
Yeah.
Now, if it's a playoff series, maybe. not a June series.
Not a June series that we swept.
Yeah,
right, yeah.
Real quick, and we'll move on. Shout out to Andy from Deffer. I know he's not everybody's favorite, but I appreciate the T-shirt, brother. I will wear it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It is a nice.
He did wear black gritties last week.
Oh, we can move on, man.
Black T-shirt right, with. I'm not going to rip him. Okay. Black T-shirt with the orange lettering.
Yeah, you'll see it. Yeah, you've seen him with it on. We live. We hot. You've seen him.
Great.
I don't want to put you in a foul mood. Don't take something that was good and you want to just rain on the parade of it.
I mean, I.
That's why I said, just let me thank him, and we can move on.
You
can't help yourself.
Earlier in the week when we were like, you know, it's probably just better that you take the week off or whatever, or you can show up to Chickies and Pizza in South Philly with a T-shirt.
Can't help yourself.
You know what I mean? But it goes towards his M.O.
So he brought me a T-shirt that he said he was going to bring. He didn't heckle you. He didn't do anything.
I didn't say he did.
Okay.
I didn't say he did.
I'm just trying to keep the peace. That's all I'm doing. He's a nice gesture. I appreciate it. Caller came down and brought me a T-shirt. I appreciate
it. Yes, thank you, Andy.
I appreciate it. So that's Andy. That's Black Gritty.
OG.
That's OG.
OG Wade.
Did Chuck bring us a shirt?
No,
Chuck didn't do shirts, yeah. No. Her?
Don't. No, he's got knockoff purses and shoes or something. He's going up to New York to make deals. We're going to send Francisco up there with him or something.
It's crowded now.
It is. It is. There's a lot of Phillies fans here that are headed over probably after having a nice dinner here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly.
The Fightins!
Yep. Or you can come down and just watch the game here, right? Great time for to watch all your sports actions. Go to chickiesandpete's.com to find a location nearest you. All right, let's go to Jacob. Jacob's calling from Florida. Jacob, how are you? What's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going on, Jake?
What's up,
Jake? Am I allowed to talk about Andy, or are we taking the high road on that?
No, feel free. Go ahead.
Right.
All right. Hey, well,
I'm
listen,
sure John is
can...
welcome. I know it's an insult coming, so John, I welcome that.
Well, yeah, I'll keep it quick. John, I overall agree with you. If he's not arguing with you, the lukewarm consensus take of the callers, like, there is no play play. What are we talking about? Or, like, how you feel about shrimp on Memorial Day? Anyway.
That's actually a good impersonation.
On the Harden situation.
That wasn't a bad impersonation. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
on the Harden situation, I do not agree with you, Mike. I don't – everybody likes to focus on the 40-point games. And, you know, he won you two games. Without him, we'd be swept by Boston, blah, blah, blah. He had six games this postseason where he shot 27% or worse. And from my estimation, that's more than half of the playoff games we played where he's a negative asset on the offensive end. And we know damn well he's not guarding anybody. I just don't – I understand he's much better to have in the regular season, obviously, because he can go out against the Indiana Pacers and give you 20 and 20, 20 points, 20 assists, and look great. But in the playoffs, he doesn't want it. When you watch that game seven, he was passing out of layups, like, and people are theorizing legitimately. Skip Bayless thinks he's trying to prove a point to get the coach fired. Like, that's how bad he looks out there in these game sevens.
Yep.
So, I mean, I guess I would lean towards CP3. And I just had a question because Ike, you and me have actually been lockstep on Tyrese Maxey. Do you think Maxey could get another level out of his game if a coach found a way to use him in, like, a Steph Curry role where he uses his off-ball speed and his ability to shoot on the move? Because he's not a great dribbler. And if they keep trying to run the offense through him, he can't pass. And if you can't create your own shot, it's not going to be efficient enough to run the offense.
That's a good point there. Excuse me. And great call, Jacob. I think, honestly, that's what Nick Nurse may bring to Maxey's game. You know, you listen to Nick Nurse talk, and he couldn't stop gushing about Maxey as a player and what he thinks his potential is. So maybe some of this motion offense and ball movement, trying to get Maxey to be more of a catch-and-shoot guy coming off screens. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Now, I don't know what that necessarily leads to. When we say Steph Curry type of player, I don't see him being a Steph Curry type of player. But if you're talking about how Steph is, he's never standing still in that offense. He's running off screens. He's doing all type of stuff that they do to get him open shots. I could see Maxey having that ability to do that, because here's the thing I'll say about Maxey that's impressed me and surprised me more than anything. His shooting. I didn't realize. I mean, he really has worked on his shooting. He shot 40% from three-point range this year.
You saw it year to year. Yep.
So I'll give him that much, that he really did become a reliable outside shooter. Really, our best outside shooter. right? Like, for sure. You can say he was our best outside shooter.
Who would have been second, right? Like, that's Harden, how you judge
maybe. Harden. Yeah. Yeah.
As far as somebody that does it.
I think Tobias shot like 35%.
Melton was a good shooter.
Was Melton? Yeah.
Niang?
No, stop.
Come on, man. Bang Bang was knocked down.
Melton also was – he had that period in the middle of the season where he was at his
best.
When
he was starting. When they tried Maxie off the bench.
Well, and then the last four games of the Celtics series, he was atrocious.
Yes.
He was atrocious.
He was throwing two-seamers at the rim.
Yep. Yeah, he's 0-for-5, I think, in
as the guy who bet him every single night for his over and threes. It was dreadful.
Yeah.
Not that you're counting shooting.
No, not that I would be on top of stuff like that, but yes.
All right.
Kidding me well on everything.
Let's get to Robert in Southwest Philly. Robert's a new caller Friday. Robert, how are you, man? What up?
Welcome. Thank you for having me on your show today.
You got it.
What's up, Rob?
How you doing? I've listened about 5 years, so first-time caller, five-year listener. All right, I'm from Philly, man. Your slogan with the pause moment is hilarious when your call is called.
Pause? Like the surprise pause.
Oh, my God. These callers be saying the weirdest stuff. That moment is just hilarious. And, yes, people understand the crown fried chicken is definitely the move, but acne chicken is up there.
Yeah, see, I didn't. I'm not hip to the acne chicken. And then I forgot, and that's on me. Royal Farm, yeah. Royal Farm is a good spot too for chicken. Yeah, yeah.
You got to get them early. You get them late at night. It's terrible. You got to get them early. Hey, I don't know what they be doing to that grease, man. It's horrible. You got to get them early.
It's true. You're right.
It's getting dirtier.
Yeah, after it's been used for a few hours, you're right.
Well, my call is about James Harden. Big time Sixers fan. To watch them since I was 9 years old. You know, I think Harden is definitely the player we should keep. Here's my reason why. Nick Nurse is one of them coaches that are strong on accountability. The Toronto Raptors series, when we lost in that jump shot, he held everybody accountable for who they're responsible for. We need somebody to hold these players accountable for them. And I disagree with anybody calling to trade Tobias Harris. I personally think that Doc Rivers underplayed him last year. I don't think he used him correctly. Tobias Harris was a really pretty good three-point shooter coming from when we traded him that offseason. He was shooting somewhere like 48%, 52%, and close to that 90% mark. He was playing really good for those couple games over there when he played for the Clippers. So I disagree. I think Nick Nurse is going to bring out and unlock Tobias, which will probably make him more of a Trey Sweet offer. But, I mean, the expiring contract is what nice, you know, other teams
unlock
look for,
him. Like, listen, Robert, I think that I think Tobias can have a bigger role in this team and be
like
a better
Robert.
Player. But, like, I think we're done unlocking Tobias Harris. I would actually hold on to him just because I feel like consistently you know what you're going to get from him, and then you can clear the salary, right? So, because if you trade for him, you're going to be taking on guys that have existing years in contracts, which means you're more or less – now you don't have any wiggle room. At least if you keep Tobias, you have wiggle room after this season.
It's true.
So they may. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not looking for the 24, 25 points a game. I'm steady with the 18, 19, 9 rebounds, a couple assists, and playing pretty good defense. I'm okay with that. If that's solid for at least 70 games for the season he plays, if he plays 70, I'm good with that. In the playoffs, I don't know. I don't think he can do it. But this year, I think that we're a different coach to hold him accountable. That's going to make them play smart. And I'm actually coming off the bench if we get a nice point guard. I'm not the CP3 factor because he's 37. He's pretty still good, but not as durable as he used to be. But if we do grab him, okay. Maybe Max come off the bench and give us 25 points. Maybe Melton will play better. And the Sixers will do something. But, I mean, I like Steph Curry. He's been a free agent this year. I like him coming off the bench, too. We can grab that guy back.
All right. Robert, thank you for calling. That's a good new caller call. Robert and Steph.
Yeah, a better new caller Friday than their last try.
And he's really in on Toby.
Yeah, yep. Like I felt that was a little bit of pandering. I mean, unlocking Toby. What is that? That sounds like a good plan to get
such
back to the
hater,
to the
man.
Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes, unlock Toby.
Yeah,
that's
right. It's a great idea.
Twitter questions today, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Looking for the best selection of diamond engagement rings? No Philly sales tax. Lots and lots. Safe, secure parking. Visit Mark's-Jewelers.com for more info. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line, brought to you by Mountain Holly Nissan. New 2023s are arriving daily at Mount Holly Nissan, located minutes from everywhere on Route 38. Online, MountHollyNissan.com. Text line.
Text line.
My top five and worst five Marks and Reese callers.
5, Justin in Tennessee. 4, OG Wade. 3, Chuck in Mount Airy. 2, Rios. 1, Black Gritty. Now the bad. 5, Andy from Deptford. 4, Ingy. 3, Andy from Deptford. 2, Andy from Deptford. 1, Andy from Deptford. Tom from Abington.
It's got to be tough to listen to Andy right now.
Or he loves it. I'm one of the two. And Tom, who was once in the, he was in my crosshairs, yeah. But he is a much better texter.
How many feuds have you had with our caller?
Well, who's the fourth guy I missed?
Ingy.
Ingy threw Ingy in there.
You've never had a feud with Ingy.
Well, I mean.
Sort of, yeah. He didn't call for like a year.
Right.
It's, so you.
He calls me a white dork.
Yes, he does.
Occasionally, so.
You and Herb even had a feud, which seems impossible.
Yeah, you managed.
Stop talking.
He got mad at me. I forget what I did.
Forgot about that. Herb was mad for a few days there, too.
He had like a week. Yeah. And then he came in. He was here at Chicken's and Pizza.
He wouldn't talk to me. Yeah. Yeah. He just stared at you.
A cold shoulder from Herb.
Yep.
He gave me the cold shoulder.
Yep.
Tried to go over and talk to him, but he wasn't having it.
Nope.
Well, it is a good question, Jack. Who haven't I feuded with?
Rios.
Rios, and I don't intend to.
Justin in Tennessee.
Yeah, who's
good? Yeah, you can't feud with Justin.
Chuck, yes. Wade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all of them, pretty much, yeah.
Well, yeah, last year with the Jalen Hurts thing.
Yeah.
You and Wade had a few times y'all went at it.
We did. Yeah. You feuded with Wade.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of your feuds.
Epic battles.
Yep. All right, what's next?
Should we call the cops? The Delaware Valley listening to Herb.
I mean, he did go.
He did slide one in there that I was uncomfortable with.
why did I
ask him how young
does he like?
Yeah,
I was like, what do you think he's going
to
say?
So, Ike, when you're asking the question, I wanted you to ask it, but I didn't want the answer that we knew what was coming.
Yeah, I think we both were thinking the same thing.
So
I couldn't help myself.
So, but by the way, I started it by asking what's the age range he would date up to, and he said 60.
Yep. I had to find out who would be the youngest.
So what's the lower range? I mean, and he said 19. Now, so that
means.
I'm
glad he said 19, though.
You're not kidding, man. If he would have said something,
else,
you would have had to dump it, not
yes,
put it on the air.
Yes, of course. And we probably would have had to call the cops, yeah.
So you didn't dump that and you made the air?
Of course. I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it was funny.
No, but, I mean, I got a lot of people that were saying it was his best call ever.
Yeah, even Kyle Quinn, who I don't think he wants me to say this on the air, he was like, hat tip. You know,
there's a feud right there. You and Cal Quinn.
Yep.
Yeah, a little. Well, it's friendly. Well,
it's it's a friendly. Competitive feud.
It's make each other better.
Right. You're pushing each
other.
All right. What's next?
Need me to come see what Herb's like getting off the line of scrimmage? Nick at the NovaCare.
I'm an expert at football.
He was a wide receiver coach, so that's his background.
Yeah, I mean, he might be able to help Herb out. Have we talked about this before, him wanting to run routes with you throwing the ball or no?
Yeah, when you professed your love for him, remember he quickly transitioned out of that and said, I want to have a catch with Ike.
So today Herb said he was going to bring.
That made him uncomfortable.
He was going to bring a football down for Ike to sign, and then he wants to have a catch.
Right out here in the parking
right
lot on his
parking
blacktop.
And start tearing up like Field of Dreams.
And he's going to run a 20-yard route. And then I said, no, we need like a grass field and we need to video it.
Well, because if he started running, like he's going to fall on his face.
Well, here's the thing. Most city kids know that if you ever played football, baseball, kickball in the streets, because inner city kids, you don't, not very many parks, you always got to look out for fire hydrants and cars. Right, because you're eventually going to run into one of them.
Yeah, like Mark Wahlberg in Invincible.
Exactly. That was exactly it. How many times my shin has hit a bumper and I went down?
Yeah, but you can't be doing long out routes, right? Like probably a lot of go routes and some button hooks and things like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Button hooks. That's old school football.
I'm sure that's what Herb calls it.
That's exactly what he calls it.
All right, we need to arrange Herb catching touchdowns from Mike Reese. All right, any more, Jack?
I can see why Lube Job hasn't called since 1999. Mark in Monco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a tough one.
And he was from Willow Grove. I had such high hopes for him
being
from my hometown. But
Lube Job.
Yeah, it got.
What a nickname.
Good first-time caller in 20 years, though, Lube Job. Thank you. A little odd. All right, what's next?
Friday night. I know what Ike's doing later. Just him and the guys hanging outside, going to the bathroom, okay? Herb in the Northeast.
Yep, me and the brothers.
Yep, just yep. Hanging out.
So you do. Just go to some parking lot, pee all over the place. You know what I mean, Ike.
That's the one I need more answers. Like, what was he thinking?
Yeah, what does that mean? What are you talking about?
I'm afraid of that one.
Yeah, you know what, Ike? There's probably better that we ended that conversation and don't bring it back up. Because who the hell knows what
I mean, he's falling in porta potties. He's got all type of stuff going on, man.
All right, Jack, any more?
OG Wade, Ike keeps saying what if the Sixers didn't lose, but they lost. Why can't y'all come to reality? Also, OG Wade, Jalen Hurts is better than Patrick Mahomes, and it's not even close. Alex in Lancaster.
Pat's line.
Great point. Yeah, OG wants us to live in reality, but he doesn't want to live in reality.
He thinks he's Jalen's dad. That was the text line.
It was a pretty good one today.
It was a very good one. Mostly thanks to Herb and his phone call.
You figure out why we have Seattle Mariner fans here?
No, I was going to bring it up, but then I forgot. So, Jack, a couple minutes ago, two Griffey Jr. Seattle jerseys and an Ichiro.
Ichiro, yeah.
And the Griffey ones are throwbacks. They're cool.
Yes.
They're extreme throwbacks.
Yeah, the original Griffey jersey.
That's a Kingdome
yes.
throwback.
Yep.
I'm not sure. Are they in from out of town?
Yeah, that's the weird
certainly
one.
In from out of town. I'm just wondering why.
So
is Seattle playing? Are the Mariners playing here?
You'll see. No, I was thinking, like, is the soccer team here tomorrow? And they're taking in a Phillies game because – And they came in for the soccer match, like the union playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know they have a team. I think they have a team there in the MLS. But I don't know. I always find it weird when I go to a Phillies game and I see somebody wearing a jersey from another team that's not playing the Phillies.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, so it's a baseball game, so you just wear your baseball jersey. And they're like, yeah.
Like, all right. Yeah, kind of see that at the Eagles game sometimes.
Yeah, you see it sometimes.
Yeah, like why do you have that damn Dolphins jersey on?
Right, they're playing the Giants.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I'm a Dolphins fan. Like, all right. Let's go to I get a pick a number two team for this year, by the way.
Don't take my Dolphins.
I like the Dolphins.
Ah, I got the Dolphins, Bengals, and Chiefs.
Dolphins, Bengals, Chiefs. Well, I like the Bengals, too.
Yes.
Love Joe Burrow.
I think the Jets are my second team this year.
Oh,
I like the
man.
Jets.
Well, I like seeing tortured fan bases get a chance.
Get disappointed even more when
I tell you,
there's
about 14 teams in that damn AFC you might have to look out for. I mean, Denver might be better this year.
I think they will be.
Cleveland could be good. Deshaun Watson, we don't know what he's going to look like in his second year.
So if these teams are better, there's going to be teams that disappoint
sure.
that we're not expecting.
Sure.
And you wonder who they are. Is that Baltimore again this year? Because that, like when like you say Cleveland, and I agree, and then Cincinnati's going to be good, and then everybody expects Baltimore to rebound, and then Pittsburgh isn't going to be
– They're never bad.
Right. So it's like you're right. Like it's – not that it's top-heavy. It's just like it's middle-heavy.
Man,
the AFC,
yeah.
there are so many playoff potential teams that – not like
glad
the NFC.
We're in the NFC.
Yeah, not like the NFC.
Well, McDermott's coaching for his job this year in Buffalo, so that's my take.
Wow.
I agree. No, yes. I agree. Yeah, you can't disappoint again because then it's time to bring somebody else in. You can't not even make a Super Bowl with
and be
Josh
a defensive
Allen
coach then. With Josh Allen regressing to you.
Right.
We're going to hold up. We're going to fire Sean McDermott because he can't beat Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City or he lost to Joe Burrow?
Yep.
Boy, it's tough.
215.
But it's also the best
coach they've had since Marv Levy. We're firing him.
I don't disagree. I think that, like, I don't think he's on the hot seat this year. It's not out of the question if they disappoint again. Like, just kind of paying attention to the temperature up there with that. Like, I think fans are pissed at him. But
yeah, battle's holding him accountable.
Right. I don't think the organization's ready to move on from him, is I guess what I'm saying. They're not there yet.
Yeah. Man, it's tough being a coach nowadays.
Damn right it is.
Ask Doc Rivers.
All right, Kel in Southwest Philly. Kel, got about a minute for you. Go.
Hey, what's going on? First on all the pause, that's funny. But anyway, I think that with the Sixers, you have to trade for Chris Paul because we need a point guard. Matthew cannot pass. So I really think that getting Chris Paul will help, but we're going to still have a heartbreak in the second round because Chris Paul ain't going to be there. He's going to be hurt, as usual. That's my thought. I want to know what you think about how we can fix this bench.
In the 30 seconds we have left of the show, we will not be getting into how we fix the bench. But thank you, Kel. I'm sure we'll talk about that at great length coming up in future shows. Ike, Ranger Suarez tonight, win or loss?
I like us tonight. Which means?
Aaron Nola?
Tomorrow?
Yeah. And then Walker. But
we
got
to find a way to get 2 out of 3.
You need 2 of 3.
Yep.
Get 2 of 3. Let's feel really good about this week, and let's move into next week and everything else. Jack, are you excited to be doing a leading off coming up next?
Definitely. I mean, it's it feels like the first big game in a while. So
it does. Well, Jack's going to lead you into the pregame show. He comes up, Fritz at 6, leading off. Everybody, have a great weekend. We will talk to you next week. And we're live at Chickens and Pizza in South Philly. Tonight, all the playoff backs, the basketball playoff action is at Chickens and Pete's. Online, chickensandpeets.com. Talk to you next week. See you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.